Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Great thoughts by Bob from Southwest Fertilizer. He really, that place is great. You know, it's like a Houston institution. It's been around forever. It's right there just west of Bel Air. So, you know, Joe, that's a great spot to go to. Home Show Garden Pros, hour number two. It's what we do is we answer gardening questions. 281-496-5711. We have the opportunity to get our answers questioned. No, our question. Ooh, that is. Ooh, think about that. Get your answers questioned. No, to get your questions answered with Diane Bolinowski. So,
Diane, good morning.
Good morning. Is a plant specialist, knows so much about so many things. And she is up there at Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center making miracles happen. So we're going to keep answering gardening questions, Diane.
Sounds good.
Okay. So, Timmy, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. How are y'all?
I'm good.
Good morning.
I'm good. Was that the right pronunciation?
Yes, Timmy. Okay. Yes,
yeah,
you got
great.
It right.
Okay, cool.
Yes,
cool.
Sir. I have a problem with an animal that I think is an armadillo digging underneath my mom's house. And I have put mothballs after covering it up, and that doesn't work. And I put mint in there, planted cement, and that worked for a while, and now it's back. And I'm not 100% sure it's an armadillo, but they said they have seen them in the area. So do you have any other solutions for me to try?
Well, there's a product called Repelzol, and I've used it when I lived in North Texas. We had a lot of armadillo issues, mm-hmm. and that really seemed to work. I had to reapply it. You know, it would work for, you know, 6 weeks or so, and then I found that I would have to reapply it.
Okay.
But you might try that. Some other just kind of home remedies, which have worked on other things for me, would be you could make a solution, take garlic cloves along with cayenne pepper and
okay.
blend it up and pour it into the hole or around the area.
Sounds like my recipe for chili.
Yeah. Yeah, I've used it before, and it's worked on other critters that I've had issues with. And just like anything, you had to reapply it.
Yeah.
What do you think, Danny?
All that stuff is great. It is when you start getting in, you know, kind of air quotes, higher life forms, things, then the solutions get more complicated. One thing that I've always, if it is a mammal type thing digging down mm-hmm. in there, filling the hole back up with gravel, not pea gravel, but like, you know, limestone gravel or black star gravel or something like that. Angular gravel is always nice because they won't dig through that. Now, who's
okay.
to say they won't dig right next to it, but, that is one way to stop it from digging the same hole. But yeah, I mean, it's a little bit more complicated. There are like kind of rodent removers or pest control people that will remove whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we can't be confirmed it's not a snake or toads or something like that. I mean, how big is the hole?
It's a pretty big hole. It's a pretty big hole. I can't really.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like he rolled
like pretty
up and drilled a hole in there, you know, the size of his body.
Right.
So I'm not sure if it's that or a raccoon, but they have seen the armadillos in the area, so that's why I was thinking it was that.
Yeah.
Are you seeing damage to any other parts of the garden?
No. A neighbor across the street from them is having the problem, though. So there's mm-hmm. there's more than one floating around.
Yeah, there's never just one, you know. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, I saw a buffalo stampede in my backyard. Like, no, that's probably more than one.
And it's weird because they live in, you know, they live on the west side of town in the city. You would think they'd be more out here in the Katy area, but they're in Houston.
You know, so with our power line easements and the bayous and, you know, so
right.
many ways for critters to get around, Houston's not really protected any part of it from wildlife, which is great. I think it's very charming.
Right.
But hopefully that helps you get on the road a little bit. Some of that repels all, maybe put your chili stock out there, your soup stock that Diane recommended, and some gravel. Maybe, you
okay.
know, drench the gravel with cayenne pepper, Yeah, something like that. Maybe the two, okay. Combining the two approaches is a good way to go.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you
for the call. Yeah, it's always difficult. I mean, anytime you're dealing with something a little higher level, just the problem is not as simple because the critter is able to overcome problems a lot more readily than an aphid.
Right. They get crafty.
Yeah, they really do.
They end up figuring it out. Yeah, I'm actually seeing a lot of critters this season. So
yeah, I wonder if we've slowed down because of COVID and they've been like, well, I guess, you know, we'll get back to where we lived before they moved in. So 281-496-5711, 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Do you have caterpillars and other worm-type insects eating your garden? Monterey BT is a naturally occurring insecticide that's OMRI-listed for organic gardening. Monterey BT is very effective in stopping these persistent pests from damaging your plants. Monterey BT can be used on ornamentals, trees, fruits, and vegetables. It will not harm birds, earthworms, or beneficial insects. Monterey BT can be used up to day of harvest. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Hi, this is Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting. Phenomenal company. Does it just a phenomenal job of landscaping. They do beautiful, beautiful outdoor room remodels, if you will. You turn your outdoor space into the space you've always wanted it to be. Be it a living wall that separates, you know, your patio from your garden. And you're like, oh, you know, I'd love a living wall here. Something that divides the rooms up. Beautiful pathways. They actually do herb gardens. A lot of landscape companies just don't know how to do an herb garden. Well, Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting knows how to do all of the beautiful backyard, low maintenance garden things. So, you know, talking about pergolas, talking about stone patios, stone pathways, walkways, beautiful sustainable plantings. And, you know, anybody that's boasting that they can do sustainable landscaping probably is taking it for granted. They're like, oh, it's sustainable because I'm doing plants and soils. But there's water use, there's energy use. Mike Ball is sustainable in their design. They're planning for it to be a better landscape than you can probably even imagine. So if you've got an idea that you want to do, these guys are just so smart about what they're doing. They really are. It's like making good decisions. I mean, you know, you're leaving the house, your parent tells you, make good decisions. That's what Mike Ball's doing. So really good folks. Also just a great guy, doing a great job. I have got to meet a couple of his clients now, and man, all of them are so happy with the customer service and with the quality of the installation. So if you're looking for to do something in your landscape, you know, be it just a kind of an update, maybe one feature or a completely new vision, call Mike Ball. They will make something incredibly beautiful for you that is exactly what you want, and they'll custom build it for less than you expect. So their website, MikeBallIrrigation.com, or you can get through them through our website, HomeShowGardenPros.com. So Diane, what's you guys, did you see our latest post on the Name That Plant game?
No, I missed that.
It was a little bit trickier this time because it was the dwarf snapdragons.
Okay.
And there were some snapdragons that are still in bloom now.
So, believe it or not, yeah. I just pulled up my snapdragons last week because they were great. They did great. So,
well, and what we do is we put it out there. People give us a guess on it, and we award them with a prize. So we randomly draw someone and announce the winner that got it right. Mm-hmm. Is Sylvia Malley. Congratulations, Sylvia. You won. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, we're going to keep on putting flowers out there, and we're going to start making them a little bit more challenging, a little more native plants, a little more exotic plants that you maybe aren't used to. And so stay tuned for that. Also on Facebook, it's a great place to kind of just ask your gardening questions. There's no limitation on the questions you can ask. So that's a good place. But, you know, Facebook questions are great. But, you know, this Saturday morning, live radio show, Diane and I want your live questions. So 281-496-5711. Bill, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Thanks for holding on.
Good morning, sir. Yes, I was looking for a recommendation for a privacy hedge along a driveway. And I've done some research, and there seem to be four or five possibilities, but it needs to be maybe 10 to 15 feet tall at full growth. And I've looked at Carolina Compacta, the Emerald Green Arborvita, the Podocarpus, the Blue Point Juniper, the Japanese Blueberry, et cetera, et cetera. Do y'all have any recommendations on
It sounds like you went to a Big Tech's website.
I'm sorry?
Did you go to Big Tech's trees website?
No, okay. I didn't.
It's a couple of those trees are their unique cultivars. Oh. That's okay. Kind of funny. But yeah, Diane, you have some favorite kind of privacy hedge type things. It's for next to a driveway, you said, Bill?
Yes, it's along a driveway.
So how wide is too wide?
It's only about a 15-foot stretch that I'm trying to cover. So, I probably don't need that many plants there. But yeah.
Well, from the driveway to the end of the hedge, the other side of the hedge, I mean, you got 3 feet or you got 6, 7 feet?
Well, I don't know.
Can it get pretty wide?
The entire length would be around 15 to 20 feet in width. So,
well, we're calling that one
four or five plants in there. I mean, it's not a big deal. But,
no, sure.
But it would be covering about 15 to 20 feet.
So, Bill, we're trying to get
total
dimensions here. So you got like the 15, 20 feet length. You're thinking
right.
Eight, you know, seven to 9 foot height. And then you got kind of how wide can we go?
No, it would be only about 5, 6 feet in depth, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
And depth. 10 to 15 feet tall.
That was a good one to go with. Nice, nice. Okay, so.
Yeah, because some options would get pretty wide. Is it full sun there?
In the afternoon it is full sun, but in the morning it's partial sun.
So do you think it gets like 6 hours throughout the day?
I would say full sun for 6, 7 hours, afternoon. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In this time of summer, that's definitely full sun. But, well, I like a few, you know, unusual things like pineapple guava. Guava is really fast growing. It's a very attractive shrub. It's evergreen. It has kind of a silvery look to the leaves. It also has a real pretty bloom that hummingbirds love, and it grows pretty quickly. They have it, it's a shrub, but they also, you'll find it in tree form, but I would go with the shrub. Also viburnums grow really quickly. They're really easy to care for. There's a lot of different varieties, so mm-hmm. you pretty much have your choice with viburnums. You could also use some holly. You could do a Savannah holly or East Palatka holly. What do you think, Danny?
Well, the pineapple guava was the first one on my list also.
Guava?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay.
And I did write down one of the ones that you had on your list, Bill, the Podocarpus, Japanese yew.
Right.
Those can make a very steady shrub. They are more narrow, so to fill your 20 feet, you'd use a few more of them. Another one I got written down is another steady evergreen that actually will keep mosquitoes away from the area, and that's wax myrtles, kind of pretty classic and native plant.
Okay.
Other than that, the viburnums is a great one. But pineapple guava, and there's another last one for me is Iliagnus, Eleagnus, and it's another just kind of gray leafed, But they, but you know, all of these are going to make dense, kind of dense plantings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that sounds good. Okay. Oh yeah, I guess ELEAGNUS.
Yes.
Say?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the viburnum, how do you spell that by chance?
It's VIBURNUM.
Okay.
And I'm gonna just there's a one called Awabuki, but it's a lot bigger plant and kind of, you know, gets real wide at its best. So I'd kind of stream away to that one. Some of the kind of classic viburnums would be the way to go.
Okay. And how closely would you plant these to each other on original planting?
It does kind of matter on each plant, let's just go with the viburnums and the pineapple guava, Diane.
Okay.
Yeah, I would at least do 3 feet, maybe 5 feet, just depending on which plant you choose.
Okay.
3 feet is probably a good rule.
And one quick other question. Would any of these work in a planter?
Well,
it's funny
it
you mention
depends.
That because Diane's got a bunch of beautiful pottery up at Warren. No,
yeah, I mean, in really large, anything like that, any large shrub has a really substantial root system. So you can, and I plant shrubs and planters all the time and also plant flowers with them, but it's got to be a really big, deep planter so that the root system has space to grow. And you're not watering, you know, every 2 seconds and having to make up for the nutrients lost.
All right.
That is an idea, though. You could use planters, and then you'd achieve your height a little bit quicker. That is something you could do.
Oh, because they would start sooner? I mean, they would be larger up on plant. I don't know.
The bottom would be higher. If that makes sense.
Yeah, you'd have more height.
The planting,
you'd
the
be
planting
more,
level.
The taller.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Sure, of course.
Well,
okay.
Hey, Bill, thanks so much for the call.
Thanks very much for your time.
Yeah.
I appreciate the recommendation.
We always love the opportunity to kind of think about, get creative on plants. It's like, ooh, yeah, what about that? 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You need Monterey Consen 20 because there's so many ways to use it. Hi, Tom Tynan here. Consen 20 is a great disinfectant for all hard surfaces and is biodegradable. You know, I also use it for algae control on sidewalks and patios. It's also a powerful fungicide for disease control on trees, shrubs, lawns, and a deodorizer for storm and flood reclamation. Pick up Monterey Consen 20 at your favorite garden center. For a beautiful lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
To answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. It's Mary with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out here in Katy. Coming up this Friday, July 3rd, which is Independence Day Eve, starting at 6 o'clock, we're having our annual Ding Dang Sale. Now, what's a Ding Dang Sale? Sometimes when we ding something or break it or scratch it or something like that, you say dang it. So we made up this saying about this sale, and it always has wonderful, cool deals in it. And then you get to enjoy the nursery in the evening. See the wonders of all the pottery, the fountains flowing. We'll have music playing. We're going to be offering pizza and drinks, adult beverages, and lots of fun stuff for the kids. We are doing social distancing. Please bring your mask so you can have it when you go inside to check out at the end of the evening. We are going to be closed on July 4th so everybody can celebrate with their families our nation's independence. We're in Katy, located off of I-10, exit number 742, Katy Fort Bend Road. Make a right, and we are half a mile up on the right. And check out our Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery Facebook page. Like us, follow us, and watch our awesome live videos we try to post every day of the week. And visit our website, nelsonwatergardens.com. And now back to Diane and Danny.
281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. So 281-496-5711. Promise you, if you have a question, somebody else has that question. And if, you know, if you and that person have that question, it means it wasn't answered and you didn't get an answer and you don't know, which is totally okay, because that's what we're here for, right, Diane?
That's right.
So, yeah. You know, it's our job, kind of talking through stuff, answering these questions. We do it on our website. We do it on Facebook page. Love interacting on Facebook page. On the Home Show Garden Pros Facebook page, if you message us, you're messaging me, and I'd love to chat with you there. Fun times, good times to do that. What's
and
up?
The videos are great, by the way. They're really informative. So if you have a few minutes, just, you know, looking through the videos on the page is great. There's so much information in there.
Yeah, I was trying to tell my wife, who's wonderful, about some indoor plants that we might get for inside the house. And I was having a hard time really describing all of them, right? Because there's so many unique and interesting ones. So I actually showed her, Diane, the video of you when you went. We were talking. It's kind of like millennial gardening, you know, like you lifted up all these really cool, really unique plants that do great inside the house. And so the Xanadu and another philodendron and anyway.
And Monstera deliciosa.
Exactly. It was a really helpful conversation piece to watch with her, because I was having a really hard time being like, no, it's got this big leaf and there's these holes in it. And it grows up and it's green. And she's like, okay, cool. So it's every tree with bugs on it. And I was like, no bugs. Anyway, yes, there's lots of great videos, and Diane's in a lot of them. So a lot of fun times there. Do you have a favorite topic that we haven't hit in a video that you want to cover?
We're going to do some videos this week. So trying to come up with some stuff. It's usually, you know, and how to – we did a fun one on pet plants too. I like that one a lot.
That one was great. I think I actually after we shot that video, I bought like 3 plants. So you got me. You got me on that. So, okay, 281-496-5711. Diane's here. I'm here. We're here to answer your gardening questions as best we can. And – yeah, we're going to do that right now. Carolyn, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, Danny and Diane. Good morning to y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about crepe myrtles. I have 3 crepe myrtles in my backyard, and I also had a low spot. The crepe myrtle that's in the middle of my backyard, I had a low spot, and I called y'all. Diane, you were there the day that I called and talked to Danny and you both. And y'all said about leveling the low spot instead of using topsoil to use compost. And so I came over to your place, Diane, and I bought the black leaf mold compost. And I had several low spots. And so I just started leveling out the yard and everything. And then I needed more, and I went back and I got a bag of your the topsoil there, which I love. That topsoil was great. You know, there's no wood trash or anything in it. I love that topsoil. So I put that down. And then I waited, you know, and I waited a period of time between these applications, you know, a few weeks at a time. And then I went back and I put down more compost. And this particular crepe myrtle that this low spot was close to, and also there's a runoff that I had gotten on that, back in 2012. And I had planted that on the right-hand side, a distance away from that, this crepe myrtle in the low spot I'm talking about. And so now my crepe myrtle that's in the back corner of the yard, that's blooming, that third one. But the one that I had to put the compost around and the dirt and the topsoil, man, that one, he's not doing anything, not one bloom on it. And I planted it in July of 2006. And usually I have just gobs of blooms just hanging all over the place on that tree. And on the runoff now from that same tree, okay, that I planted that one in 2012. And that one's not having any blooms at all either. I can see new growth coming out on that one, like new leaves. But I'm not seeing any real, no blooms, you know, the little things that you see before the blooms happen. So they're the same tree, you know, basically, because one's a runoff from the other. But I'm so disappointed, because usually in my backyard, the 3 crepe myrtles are, the 2 of them at least, the older ones are really lush with blooms. So what is it that I've done wrong?
Well, you're not the only factor, Carolyn, so it's probably not just you, or maybe not you at all. So it might be a little bit of Mother Nature taking her course on city life. So, Diane, what's your thoughts on...
Yeah, excuse me, I've seen crepe myrtles get on weird cycles sometimes if they've had stress or, you know, had a stressful year. So it's not unusual. Do you know what kind, what variety it is, Carolyn? The one that's not blooming?
No, I don't.
What color leaves does it have?
The typical dark pink, you know. Not anything unique or different. You know, it's like the kind, like if you saw them planted in the neutral ground on the streets and stuff, that's the color, you know, that typical color.
Is that the Tuscaloosa?
Could be Tuscaloosa. You know, I wouldn't over worry. If the tree looks overall healthy, it might have gotten just on a weird cycle. But if you didn't fertilize this year, you might use something. You might put down MicroLife 624. You might also, there's a product called Maximum Blooms or Ocean's Harvest. And sometimes I'll use that to try to kick things into bloom. But, you know, just sometimes plants just get on a weird cycle, especially if they've stressed out, or sometimes plants will go into bloom at an odd time.
Well, now so, I will tell you that I did put down the MicroLife, the 624. I'm looking at my paper now to see when it was that I put that down. Let's see, 2020. I put that down in March. Yeah, March. Y'all told me to put it down in March and then start in May to put down the 2005, the hybrid fertilizer.
Sure. So,
and
Carolyn,
that is
I
what
do.
I've done.
Do you do the plants? Do the your crepe myrtles look healthy?
Well, the one that I'm talking about, the one that the very first one that I had was that was planted in 2006. It doesn't have as many leaves. It's not as full with leaves as what it usually does. One other thing. I'm sorry, Danny, to interrupt, but one other thing I did put down in is the Feed and Protect, the stuff that you put around to protect it from the fungus stuff, you know. And it's bare tree and shrub, protect and
so
feed.
So it's a systemic. Okay.
So, Carolyn, I'm going to ask you to send me an email. And we're going to get to the bottom of it because I need some pictures or at least I need to see it. I need a visual. You know what I mean?
Because
if they're healthy plants, you don't need to do anything. And we may talk a little bit more about Bayer products, but homeshowgardenpros.com, the Ask a Pro button. I'll get the email and just, you know, send me a picture of that crepe myrtle and we'll talk through recovering it because it is definitely possible.
Okay. All right. So you think it's possible that it might be sick?
No, we can recover it, but I don't know really what the problem is without seeing a picture. So, and that's one limitations of live radio is that all I can get is description. And so, So just,
well, you know, one thing I will say that the wood on it, which I love, that's the thing I love about crepe myrtles too, is the wood, the bark, you know, the bark, the way the trunks are, it's just gorgeous, just gorgeous. I mean, you know, it just looks so healthy and it sheds its bark, you know, every year.
I
love watching that. Yeah. So
yeah, it's one
I
of
mean,
the cool things about crepe myrtles for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Carolyn, so we want to get to the bottom of this and,
Homeshowgardenpro.com.
Yep.
Okay. And so I'll just reference to the date of the show and the crepe myrtle problem and you'll know what it's about.
Yes,
then,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it so much, y'all. And I enjoy your show. I love listening to it when I can get up early enough.
Take care, Carolyn.
All right, y'all have a nice weekend. Thank
Thanks
you.
A lot.
You too.
Carolyn, when you go to the website, there's also the listen now button. You can listen whenever. So 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Diane Bolanowski is here answering your gardening questions. So we want to hear from you, 281-496-5711.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's. Along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Arbitrary Tree Service, pretty amazing company. I was calling one of its owners, Brad Phillips, who's also one of the board certified master arborists that answers the chats on their website, which is amazing to have like actual arborists answering the chat online portion of it. But we were just talking about a couple ideas I had about a few different things, and I was like, "Where are you going?" Because he's in the car, and he's like, "Oh, I'm going to help a guy." So a man had a tree fall in his house. And the first person to show up was like, the boss, one of the owners of the company who's a master board certified master arborist showed up to help him with his fallen tree. And it was so great because, Brad was eager to talk to me, happy to talk to me, live a conversation. But man, once he got to that house, he was like, "Hey, well, I got to go. I'm here." And it was like the customer was first. So just it spoke so much to me because I know how much he loves trees. I know how much he cares about getting diagnoses right. Through soil sampling, through diagnosis, through analysis, through understanding the problem. And then here he was like doing phenomenal customer service. It was just like, man, these guys got it together. So it's just a good thing to keep in mind that healthy trees in your property add beauty and shade, yes, but they also add a ton of value to your home. So if you're kind of not like prioritizing your trees in your landscape, it's something to consider is these are the really most valuable plants that you've got. In fact, more valuable than your windows or your doors. As valuable as your air conditioner, if not more valuable. You know what I mean? Like these are valuable things. So ArborTrue does information-based tree service. They use a lot of scientific tools that they've got. They care about plant healthcare. So they can do a lot of the storm damage stuff if it's, helping out with a fallen tree or fallen branches. Or if you think maybe your tree's off, get them to come out. Now's not a great time to prune, but sometimes you got to take care of a problem. So ArborTrue are board certified master arborists with over 20 years of experience saving through trees. I don't know if you know this, but nutritionists and arborists, like anybody could call themselves one, but you cannot just call yourself a board certified master arborist. That is actually like an official title of a high quality person. So ArborTrue's got a bunch of them. Their website, arbortrue.com. You can kind of line up a free estimate. You can chat with an arborist, and they can actually do a lot of like information gathering just right there in that chat. So really cool company, really great guys, and passionate about tree care. There's a lot more information about them on our website, homeshowgardenpros.com, or again, go straight to their spot, arbortrue.com. All right, Diane Bolanowski here answering your gardening questions. 281-496-5711. Diane, we've been busy with questions. You've done a great job.
A lot of questions we have.
Yeah. So keep them coming. Diane has the answers, which is really, really great. And next up is Kevin. Kevin, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi. I wanted to ask about the caller before the last one who's asking about privacy hedges.
Bill?
With the pineapple guava or the viburnum, do you know if any of those are pet-friendly, poisonous, anything like that?
I want to say they're both pet-friendly. I don't know of any viburnum that are poisonous, but I would have to double-check on that. I know the pineapple guava is safe, and as a matter of fact, it's not a true fruit guava or what we associate with, guava fruit. But it does make a fruit and a beautiful flower, and hummingbirds enjoy it. Danny, what do you know about viburnum? There are lots of plants that in small doses, they can, give you a stomach ache or things like that. And you'd be surprised at how many plants actually have those kind of properties. But I don't know of anything with viburnum.
Yeah, I don't either. I think that it's probably less pet friendly than the pineapple guava that is highly pet friendly. So the anything that gets a caterpillar on it, like, so pineapple guava will be like the fourth choice from some of our tent caterpillars to eat. And those are the ones that kind of eat forest tent. They don't make tents. They just eat leaves. But if they eat a lot of leaves, it usually means they're eating ones that are pet friendly. Does that make sense? So it's like if a caterpillar that's not a specialized caterpillar can chomp on the leaves, then it's probably like, pretty pet friendly. Plus it is wildlife loves it. Birds and bees eat their flowers and fruit also.
So I just looked it up. The ASPCA considers viburnum non-toxic to animals.
There we go. So there we go. What website was that? Is there a page on the ASPCA?
Yes, it is.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
Thank you. And can I also ask, you mentioned one of them was good as far as mosquitoes, lack of mosquitoes.
Yeah, wax like myrtles.
Mm-hmm. And it's native. It's a native plant.
Yeah, it's actually the only plant that's really, like, air quotes, scientifically proven to repel mosquitoes. The rest of them are allegorical. And, you know, like lemongrass and rosemary and stuff like that work. But wax myrtle is actually, like, protect an area. Mosquitoes do not like it.
And do they get, like, as tall, the wax myrtles, as the... Because I'm looking for a pretty good privacy hedge. I really have no limitations on the width or diameter of it. I'm going to probably do at least about 30 feet, 40 feet or so. So I'm looking for a privacy hedge that perhaps I don't have to trim a whole lot. That's just naturally, you know, conical or, you know, without having to trim. I will trim if I need to, but...
Yeah. I mean, hollies, wax myrtle, bottle brush, citrus. Those are going to be some of the ones that really are awesome for that area.
Okay. Cool. Can I ask another question just about my flower beds? I just hate to weed and to pick weeds. I've been thinking about, I've got a pretty sizable flower bed around the perimeter of the house, and it just gets to be overwhelming. Do you ever recommend just putting in pebbles or rocks instead of some, you know, mulch? I only use the natural mulch. I don't use any dyed, you know, stuff or anything like that.
Yeah, weeds grow in pebbles and rocks too. It's not nothing is weed proof, especially with our many, many seeds. I mean, I'd say heavier mulch, you know, more often, kind of what I'd say.
Heavier mulch. Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Take care. And dominate the bed with vigorous plants. That's been my, that's been what I've been doing this season, because I have massive beds and the weeding just gets out of, you know, too much. And so I try to dominate.
I love that idea. So, I mean, that's the concept of green mulching, right, is that something is covering the soil surface. It doesn't have to be a brown mulch that's, you know, feeding the soil. It can actually be a plant that's vigorous. So that's awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah. Diane Bolanowski giving great advice here on Home Show Garden Pros, and we'll be back in a moment.
Summer is tough on lawnmowers. The ethanol in our gasoline can gum up the fuel system, making them run rough, if you can even get them started. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer and Lawnmower Repair Shop. We can tune up your lawnmower, sharpen your blade, giving you a happier and healthier lawn. Since 1955, we have helped homeowners like you to improve their lawn and landscaping with trusted advice, tools, and solutions to fit your every need. Come see us, Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com. If I could turn back the hands of time, turn back the
hands of time. Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey guys, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. Stop on by Enchanted. We have wind chimes, statuary, hummingbird feeders, grilling cookbooks, and the ever-popular Enchanted gift card. At Enchanted, we take pride in offering lots of organic options for your lawn and garden needs. One great way to protect pollinators is to apply insecticides and weed killers late in the evening. Some of our favorites include the MicroLife line of fertilizers, Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew, Monterey BT, and Happy Frog Soil Conditioner. Come on out and see the whole lineup. Don't forget that we've got plenty of tropical and perennial blooming shrubs in stock. Lots of bright color to brighten up your patio and your yard. We are open for walk-in customers. We're open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday and Sunday 10 to 4. If you'd rather have curbside or delivery, we're glad to help you with that too. Just give us a call. Enchanted Gardens is located at the corner of 723 and 359 in Richmond, convenient to Cinco Ranch, Fulshire, and Richmond. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugarland, Greatwood, and Rosenberg. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook to keep up with the latest happenings. You can find us at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And now back to Diane and Danny.
Diane and Danny here. And I do want to talk briefly about the OBA webinar. We had to postpone the Betsy Ross how to do prairie plants and how to convert your soil to amazingness, one for 1 week. So it's this Thursday at 5. obaonline.org is the website to learn more. And if you haven't been to our Facebook page, it is just banging with great information. Also, there's the Name That Plant game, so you can join that. 281-496-5711. Want to hear from you. Diane and I are here to answer your questions. And Leslie, what's your question for Diane?
Hi, good morning, y'all. I called a couple of weeks ago to ask about removing the liriope around the base of my oak tree, and you had said, yeah, it's a good idea to go ahead and do that. So I have. The part that's that was uncovered, of course, there's bark there. It's darker. But my question now is that there's a mound of dirt around it. It's probably about 12 inches, I'm going to guess. I'm not real good with distance. But the thing is that even above the top of this mound is where the major roots start peeling off of the trunk, because it was, you know, so deep in dirt for so long. Mm. So my question to you is, I know they say usually try to just keep your dirt at ground level around trees, but given that it's the roots have spread out, you know, starting probably 18 inches or so above ground level, should I still go ahead and pull all that dirt out and get it back down to ground level, or should I just leave it and put mulch on it?
Are you saying that there's 12 inches of dirt coming up near the trunk of the tree? I'm trying to visualize.
There was.
Okay.
There was.
What I'm trying to say is, you know how, like, if you've got the dirt kind of cones, kind of in a cone
volcanoed
shape up to the base.
Right.
Yeah, volcano.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And so I'm saying at the top of that, where the dirt comes to the base of the tree, is probably still about 12 inches. If I were to put a stick down in there and go down right by the trunk, it would probably be about 12 inches deep of dirt. Now, it's not flat 12 inches all the way up to the edge. It obviously slopes away, but it's already the major roots coming off the trunk are already exposed. And of course, we'll be exposed more if I take that dirt off. So, I don't know if I should go ahead and take the dirt off and let those, you know, season and cure and get back to ground level, mm-hmm. or if I should just leave it alone.
I'm going to go to you, Danny. Yeah. But I think if it were me, I would remove the dirt.
Yeah, you do not want the bark above the root flare covered. Any tree that does that happen to will put new roots off to kind of access minerals, and it'll try to make a transition, but it's really not common for the total bark around the tree to convert to root bark, which is water repellent and disease resistant, where trunk bark is not. And so that's why you just don't want the soil resting on the trunk bark. So you got to get down to where the root flares out, the main root. So not so much there are some roots, it's where's that flare, where does it start going out, kind of en masse.
And it is below that flare.
Yeah, and that's the flare is what you want to expose, because that's where the root changes. The surface of the bark changes from being disease-resistant, soil disease-resistant, to air disease-resistant, because that's the function of bark. And so I think it sounds like you're on the right path. I would encourage something like Humates Plus to really loosen that soil up, let the soil kind of get real breathy, and the roots will kind of reuse the soil that's been underneath that liriope.
Okay, so just make sure I hear what you're saying is, because it's already below the root flare where the big, you know, bigger than your leg kind of roots come off. This is a big water oak. Since it's already below that, and the bark that I'm seeing, or the covering that I'm seeing now, is more of a striated instead of the kind of bark you see on the trunk, that it's best just to maybe leave it, you know, pull some of it away, leave it, and then put the what do you call it?
Well, I would suggest doing an inch or so of compost, Nature's Way compost. It's what I'd recommend in this situation. And so just putting that down, it sounds like you're no longer in danger of kind of covering your roots up too much. And right. Now it's just you want to improve the soil around the roots. So Humates okay. Plus, good compost, that's your goal.
Okay, Humate Plus or compost, so the root flare is nice and open now, and then we're just going to healthy up the soil.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. And I had the gal was calling a few callers back about the tree.
Crepe myrtle.
Thank you. And it's so funny because I have a crepe myrtle in my yard, and half of it now is underneath this oak because it spreads so wide. Mm-hmm. So it's like the half that's hanging out in the sun has these big blossoms on it, and the half that's not, it's under the tree, has nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, so wild. It's like conjoined twins or something, except one's bald and the other one has flowers. But anyway, you know, life is what it is. But that's great. I love this tree, so I want to do the very best for it. So thank you again for your advice.
Absolutely. We're here to help, Leslie. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Great question by Leslie there. And she's got an ongoing project and trying to do the best for her tree. Love to hear that. So good stuff. Diane Bolnowski here from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center, dishing out great gardening information, 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
Take a healthy break. Come visit a bit of the country in the city at Wabash Feed and Garden. Hi, I'm Betty, inviting you to bring the kids and find everything you need to get your summer garden growing. Watermelons, eggplants, peppers, okra, and squash all taste better when you grow your own. And they love the heat and the summer sun. Pick from a selection of healthy starter plants. Just add a little organic compost and fertilizer. Step back and watch it all grow. We also have nematodes and organic pest solutions. Mosquitoes are back, so pick up our natural repellent to protect your family. Interested in having more backyard birds? We have bird feeders and the foods they love. Need organic feed for your chickens? We got that too. We're a little different, and that's a good thing. Get out of the house and come on by. Wabash Feed and Garden on Shepherd, just north of 610. Look for the big rooster, and don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Home Show Garden Pros.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Arbor True Tree Service. Science-based tree care.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-496-5711.
All right. Nice job of the nice man introducing us. Diane Bolnowski here. And we're going to go straight to Joanne. Joanne, what's your question for Diane?
Oh, okay. So thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
We recently had our beds redone. And in one of the front beds, they took out everything and tried to remove the root system, of course, and then put new soil on. In that bed, we formerly had society garlic. So now we've removed, or they removed that, or they thought they did, and planted some rose bushes and some other bushes or plants. But now the society garlic is coming up through their stump. And how do I get rid of that? Because you can't pull it out. I mean, it just breaks off without destroying the rest of the new shrubs.
Okay. One thing that happens with society garlic is that when it goes into flower, it also makes seed. So it is in the onion family, in the lily family. So that seed does spread. So I would highly recommend right now, before it's rampant, to dig out what you can. Try right now when the soil is moist or wet. to get your trowel down in there and really dig it out, because the problem is that the seed is spreading throughout that garden bed. And so you're likely to have it come up that way. That would be the best approach, in my opinion, if they did not get the root system out, to try to dig it out.
Is it the root system, what's it like? Is it like a spreading root, or once I dig down, will I know when I get to the end of that root system?
I'm trying to remember. It's been a while since I've dug any out, but you should be able to see where the end is.
It's a chivy tiny bulb. So
okay,
yeah, you get a little group of tiny bulbs. Okay. I mean, I would call this landscape company and be like, hey, can you guys send somebody to actually remove all the way this society garlic? That was part of their scope.
Right,
so, I mean,
right.
I would just call them and see if they'll come do it, because they may come do it.
Another approach, too, is that because it does come from a bulb, you can use pre-emergent. I would probably wait and use it in the fall and try to do what you can now. But the pre-emergent will stop bulbs and seeds from germinating. So that would be a second part if necessary.
That wouldn't hurt the current new plants.
Absolutely not. The good thing about pre-emergence is that they're only going to affect that which is going to germinate from a seed or bulb.
Yeah.
Okay.
So not, you know, it's not going to hurt your roses or anything that any green material that's up.
But don't do that until the fall.
I would try the approach first of you know, digging out the bulbs,
right,
and
right.
Just making sure that you're getting the clumps out, and also, like Danny suggested, talking to the company
right.
and making them do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to time the pre-emergent to when the seeds are germinating. That's
yes.
the other kicker, too. So.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's, society garlic's got its place. It's a cool green presence. If you do have any potted plants, it's nice in pots, too. So it might be where you rescue it and put it as a filler in a potted plant mix or something like that.
Sure,
but
sure.
Other than that, you know, it's not edible, so I don't want it. No, I'm just kidding. It's nice.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your help.
Thanks, Joanne.
Take care.
So, yeah, great question there, society garlic. You know, it's not something that you hear people wanting to not have anymore, but, you know, if it left the design, it left the design. So can't blame her.
Yeah, there are certain plants that no matter how much you like them, you don't want them multiplying all over the place.
Yeah,
so.
definitely. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Healthy trees add beauty and reduce cooling costs while increasing the value of your home if they're healthy. Protect your home with ArborTrue science-based tree care. From soil analysis, disease control, to insect infestations, trust the internationally certified ArborTrue arborist to feed, prune, and overall make your trees thrive. Easy removal of dead branches, sick trees, and stumps, too. Save your trees and protect your home with science-based tree care, ArborTrue. Get a free estimate at ArborTrue.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This is Danny Milliken, and I'm talking to John Ferguson. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing great. Danny, yourself?
I'm doing good. John has the company Nature's Way Resources, the great, great soil company. Really best soil I've ever seen. Great job, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
You are welcome. And I've been seeing a lot of it lately, but I recently have been trying to kind of resuscitate my citrus to full health. And so I'm just thinking about, what are some of the elements I can do? How do I take a soil first kind of view of food, and citrus and fruit need a lot of minerals.
Absolutely. Many of our soils along the Gulf Coast are very poor in particularly, you know, minor and trace minerals.
Mm.
So the biggest thing is we can do is remineralize the soil, get those elements back in the soil. Minerals to plants are kind of like vitamins to a human. You don't need a lot, but if you don't have it, you're not as healthy as you could be.
Mm.
Probably the hottest topic in soil science all over the world is getting the trace elements back in the soil.
Oh, gotcha.
When we do have the trace elements, a lot of them act like a catalyst and help the plants absorb other things better. They increase yield. They allow plants to increase the sugar content of their sap. They help the growth rate and the diversity of microbes. They increase earthworm activity. They help speed up the formation of humus in the soil. So minerals do a lot of stuff. They reduce weed problems because often weeds grow to fix a trace mineral problem.
Right.
So if you get rid of the reason the weeds grow, many weeds will not grow.
Mm.
And it makes organic fertilizers work more efficiently because, again, you need the trace elements for the microbes to release them and get them to the plant. There's Liebig's law, the minimum, that a plant is only as healthy as the element in shortest supply. And we don't know what plants need.
Right.
And we're learning more and more that, you know, the 16 elements that our ag universities say is not enough. That's extremely important if we're growing vegetables and fruits. There's 79 elements in the human body.
Mm.
And if they're not in the soil, they're not going to be in the food you eat. And that's why there's hundreds of human health problems that are caused or aggravated by trace element deficiency. So that's why I like the remineralizer product that we put together. It's all made from sands here in Texas. And since it's made local, you know, you can get a 40-pound bag of it, which covers 700 square feet, $25, $30 at your local nursery.
That is awesome. And a cool thing about it, too, is there's no chance that it burns anything or harms anything.
No, and it's something you only do 4 or 5 years, so it's such cheap insurance for your plants.
Nature'sWayResources.com, great blog, a lot of great products. Check them out. Appreciate you, John.
Thank you, sir, and you have a great day.
Well, Diane, great job today. Really great job. Tell us a little bit what's happening up at Buchanan's. I'm sorry, not Buchanan's. You're not. A totally different place. Up at Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
We've got a lot going on. It's summer, so we're focusing on pollinators and Texas tough perennials and tropicals, lots of mandevilla and gingers, houseplants. So, and it's really exciting that we had so many questions today. It shows that everybody's out there gardening, so very exciting.
Absolutely. A lot of new first-timers. And if you're a first-time gardener in Kingwood area, man, head up to Kingwood Garden Center or in Southern Gardens. They can help you start right. So thanks for tuning in to Home Show Garden Pros, and Home Show Radio is right after this. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.